Hello.
Oh, hi, Randall.
Kim.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I saw that you tried to call in yesterday and they set an appointment to follow up right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's what I got going on. I've got another website that I've got up that my wife created and it's working out pretty well. So I'm trying to figure out how to get this website removed that you guys have created for me just because it doesn't match the content that that the other website I have I'm providing to the public.
Okay. So on the Google and Bing and Yelp, Yellow Pages, all 60 directories that we have you on, currently we're promoting our site. We can promote the new site and take ours off. That's just a preference. However, we can't do it while an account's in a past due status. So the technicians don't do any programming on an account while there's a, you know, payment due. But if you wanted to take care of that past due amount or when you can, then we can get that switched out for you, no problem.
Okay.
Question. We also have a call tracking number for you. On the new site, did you put the 9337 number or did you put the call tracking number ending in 1300?
I just put the 9337. I just stopped doing the call tracking number. It's just kind of a... been out of a headache for me. It hasn't worked out very well. I've had a couple of people make it through, but the issue with the call tracking number is it doesn't give me the actual phone number of who's calling me. So, I mean, it lets me know that there's somebody calling, but it just doesn't let me know what the phone number is kind of deal. And I've been getting a lot of phone calls that that are people that aren't even clients.
Okay.
For you guys. So, these are people from other sources that, you know, are like what you guys do, where they just say, hey, how's Local Splash working out for you? You should check out our platform. You should pay us to do a better job in Local Splash. Like, I just keep getting these cold call upsell companies that are going through you guys to try to reach out to me. And it's been a real pain in the rear end just trying to get them to leave me alone. So
are you using anything else other than our service, like a Thumbtack or Angie Leads or Home Advisor, anything like that?
I have been using Angie Leads a little bit, but they're not really my main. But their system's a little bit different. Mainly the lead, I just get notified on, for a phone notification that a lead has come through, and then it's my responsibility to make the phone call and do the lead and make sure if they respond and then if they pre-qualify with me, then I just either, you know, notify that I'm active with them or they're no good. I'm just going to basically close it out and say the job was not won or just didn't qualify with me. It's pretty simple.
Right.
More than that. But, yeah, no, I use a couple of sources to try to just keep the marketing going. Cause, I mean, I'm always marketing as busy as I am, but...
Right, of course.
You know, I just keep things going no matter what. Just because, you know, try to keep people off the shopping list and, or off shopping and then try to fill the schedule for, you know, when that time comes, depending on, you know, how soon the person wants to get filled in.
So the reason I asked about if you were using any other services is because it seems to me like you were relaying that you get a lot of spam calls or other companies trying to sell you things. So sometimes people will go onto directories like Angie Leads or Yelp or Thumbtack, and they'll put in excavation contractors in Oregon, and they get pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them. So sometimes if you take your name off of that directory, those unnecessary calls will stop. So that's just a little, you know, piece of advice, you know, but you're still using them, so you probably don't want to come off the directory. Now, what I would recommend for the swapping out the website on all the destinations is there's two ways you could go. Either we could remove the tracking number, remove our website, put your website on there, and update everything to just call you directly. Or if you wanted to, we could keep the tracking number on there. And we have a brand new app that is, it's a beta app, so I'd have to have customer support call you to set you up on it. But it gives you the capability to get the phone numbers of the people calling, to text them back. It's a lot more interactive than having to go on the dashboard every time to try to retrieve information. So if you do that option, then I would just recommend put the tracking number up on your site so that everything's consistent. So either we promote the 9337 number and take the tracking off of it, or you put the tracking on your site and then we set you up with the app.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. What's the new web address, by the way?
The new website is blackview.exb.com.
Let me see if I can pull it up. blackview.exb.com.
Yep.
It didn't pull up. Is it? There are supposed to be two E's, so black and then B-U-T-T-E and then another E-X-E, or is it just one E?
Actually, give me one second. I'm sorry. I may have...
Oh, I think I found something. Wait a minute. This might be it. Let me look.
It's one E. I'm sorry.
It's funny because I was thinking it probably would be one. Okay. So, yeah, this is you because it has the 360-259-9337. Okay, so let me put this in the notes.
Yep, that's me.
So which way are you thinking you'd like to go? Do you want to just promote your number outright, or do you want to try the tracking number with the app?
I mean, I don't know what the benefit of the tracking number would be, I mean, to be honest. I mean, what's your thought on that? Besides protecting my personal phone number, I mean, is there any other benefit to it?
The benefit is twofold. One is that the recorded calls are stored on your dashboard, so even the ones that you missed in the past, you could go back and listen to them for quality assurance. It's interactive. So the other day I had someone call me, and he said, I'm not getting any calls from this tracking number, so I pulled it up. And he had about 15 calls within the last month, but they were all 2-second and 8-second calls. And I said, you know, I'm not going to go in and listen to them all right now while we're on the phone. I said, but I bet if I hang up with you and I listen to them, I bet the reason they're all 2-second and 8-second calls is perhaps the person calling is getting a mailbox full or something like that, so they can't wait on the line and leave a message. And do you know that's exactly what the problem was? He had to go in and clear out his mailbox, and all of a sudden he started getting calls again. So sometimes it helps, you know, just to kind of troubleshoot if, you know, some client calls aren't getting through as to why. But the second benefit is the call tracking has a press 1 or press 2 option on it. So it usually will eliminate spam callers because a lot of the spam callers are computer generated. So they can't press 1 or 2. So, you know, usually if that phone rings through the call tracking number, it's an actual live person on the other end. It's usually not a spam call.
Okay. No, that makes sense. But it's just funny, like, the only ones that get through are the people that are just trying to upsell their product to me when I just tell them, hey, look, you know, I appreciate it, but, you know, these people just don't stop. And it's always I can't remember this other company. They're based out of Seattle, Washington, but they just keep trying with me. And I go, guys, do not call me ever again. Stop calling me. They're like, we understand that, but really just hear us out and just really consider us. And we're like, no, don't mean to stop calling and not pay for more and ditching someone else because you just want to boost, get your own. I mean, I get why people do stuff for a living or whatever, they try to get commission, I get it, but if someone's happy with what they have, you know, it's one of those things, just leave them alone and let them be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that they sound desperate to me if they keep saying, well, at least listen to me, you know. At least listen to your options, you know. So what I would recommend then, Randall, if you're okay with publishing your number, why don't we just do that and publish your number outright and take the call tracking off? And I can put a note in here for future reference that if you ever want to go back to the call tracking, we can put it on there. Again, it's not going to cost you any more money. But, you know, what you're experiencing with the call tracking is a lot of those spam callers anyway. So it feels like if you take it off, it's not going to really impact you much, you know?
I mean, no, it's, I guess either way, even if my number was on there, they would just reach me that way anyways. I mean, it wouldn't be any issue. I'm just saying what my experience, the most common, I've just, most of the phone calls I've gotten were these people trying to upsell me stuff. I haven't gotten a whole lot of, unfortunately, leads, you know. Angie leads, I've gotten quite a bit more than what I've gotten from you guys. So, however, what's interesting, though, is that website that you guys put up for me that I haven't really done anything with, I've definitely had a lot of views. So,
yep.
I mean, it definitely shows that, I mean, I'm out there, but it's just the wrong kind of content that's out there. I mean, just the background and way stuff's labeled, the structure just isn't right. So that's why the wife ended up creating the website for me in order to make it look very good, just because obviously I got to provide as much content and, you know, have my actual brand really legitimized, which shows on my website. I've got my logos and my, you know, trademarks and all that stuff all done. So,
yeah, the only thing I'd recommend if your wife is working on it still is put the number at the top somewhere in a bigger, bold font, because your number is on your site, but you have to scroll all the way to the bottom, and it's in a tiny font. And we're in an instant gratification type of a world, right? So people, they click on a site, they see a phone number, they call you, right? So sometimes if the phone number takes scrolling to the bottom or looking around and looking for a contact tab or anything like that, sometimes they lose interest and they call the next guy. So that's the only thing I would recommend. If she has a capability, even to keep it at the bottom, but just put it in maybe a bold or a bigger font, I think that would help you. And then and then the second thing I noticed is I'm looking at your Google business profile, and you don't have any reviews on there as of yet, and that could be affecting your conversion. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It will say learn how to get more reviews, and it's pretty cool because it's linked together with your Google business page. So it'll, you know, you can copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it'll say, thank you so much for using us. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out in order to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. And then, again, that will help you with a higher conversion, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and then,
Go ahead. Oh,
I was just going to go back and circle back to the payment. Is there something going on with the card that we have on file, or?
Yeah. I've got, my debit card got stolen, so I had to cancel it. I'm waiting for the new one to show up right now, so I don't have it on hand at the moment.
Okay, so you're waiting for a new one. No problem. So you have an option when you get the payment up to speed. You don't have to do it right now whenever the card comes. Your program includes $100 worth of Google ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Google ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. All of the directories stay active. So a lot of people will go to a package like that sometimes just to try it out at a more affordable rate, because you could always call back and put the ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah. No, I appreciate all that helpful information. As far as what I'm interested in doing right now is just, obviously I want to be able to, I definitely want to be able to blow up my page, and, definitely the call tracking would be nice. It's just, I don't know, I just hope, the 1300, I get some weird comments from people that saying 1300 seems like it's almost like an 800 toll-free number, and I go, no, it's just a call tracking number, and they're like, huh, okay. But I don't know if we should just change a couple of digits to make it look like I'm more legitimized with the 541 number.
So
I think that would be a lot better, because if it's not like a 1300, then people will think I'm more legitimized. Like I said, if we did 1325 or whatever, then people go, oh yeah, this guy's now legitimate. And it's like, okay, cool. That makes it really convenient. So that would be something I'd be more interested in. Plus, like you said, now that you mentioned to me that call tracking records all the conversations and all this kind of stuff, that would be very helpful for me.
Okay.
Just for peace of mind.
Okay. Dash to set up on app. I'm putting Wants' new site update on all destinations and a new call tracking number. Does not like the 1300 at the end of the number. People think it's a toll-free or a spoof number. Wants paid dash the technicians to set that up and to call you to set up the app. And then once they get the new phone number, I'll have them call you so that you guys can put it on your site. That way everything's consistent, okay?
Okay, that sounds good
okay.
to me.
So I'll put here, client is waiting on a new debit card. When did they say it will be there?
Anywhere from 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, so I'll just put follow-up next week. So if you want to talk to me directly, Randall, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777, so I can actually text that to you just so that you have it. And then if I don't hear from you, yeah, I will. That way, you know, you don't have to go through all of this again with a new person.
It makes my life a lot easier because I'm sure you'll remember at least, and you're easy
to talk to.
So.
Yeah, I also put good notes in here, so I'll remember just based on the notes that I put. And then also, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, Tina. I appreciate that.
Okay, awesome. Have a really great rest of your evening, too.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.